Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 184, Life to the Full. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John 10, verse 10. Let that land for a moment. This is not a bumper sticker. This is not a verse for a coffee mug. This is Jesus speaking. And when Jesus speaks, he speaks with the full authority of someone who knows exactly what he is talking about. Because look at who is speaking here. The Good Shepherd, not a distant philosopher with interesting ideas, not a religious figure with good intentions. This is the one who knows you by name, who entered this world, stepped into this fold to come looking for you, personally, by name. And notice what he does before he talks about life. He names the enemy. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus does not pretend the darkness isn't real. He does not look at your pain and your losses and wave them away. There is a force at work in this world that wants to diminish you, to steal your joy, to kill your sense of purpose, to destroy what is most precious to you. And Jesus names it, not to terrify you, but to make sure you are never caught off guard, so that when the thief shows up, and he does show up, you and I both know it. You can recognize him for exactly what he is. But then Jesus turns everything with two words. I came. Two words that carry the full weight of the incarnation. God moved toward us. The shepherd crossed the distance we never could have crossed ourselves. He came down into the fold. And he did not come empty-handed. He came with life, real life. And here is the heart of this verse, life abundantly. The Greek word is perissos, and it overflows. It doesn't mean just barely enough. It doesn't mean getting by. It means full, rich, brimming over with meaning. Jesus did not come to offer you survival. He did not come to give you a gray existence where you endure Monday and dread Tuesday. He came so that you would flourish. Now, and this matters, that abundance is not a promise of a pain-free life. It is not a guarantee of material comfort. It is not the absence of suffering. It is something far more real and far more durable than any of that. It is the life that holds its joy even when everything hurts. It is the purpose that does not collapse under the weight of hardship. It is the peace that does not depend on your circumstances, because the shepherd who made this promise walked out of a tomb. He defeated the very thing the thief holds over us as his final threat. And because he rose, death does not get the last word over your life. So here is what I want you to do today. Before breakfast, before your phone, before the noise of the day rushes in, sit quietly for 2 minutes and say out loud from the heart to Jesus, I choose today the life you offer, not what the thief promised. One sentence, spoken honestly, that opens your day with the shepherd instead of with the thief. This is not ritual. This is a choice, and that choice has real weight. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.